I turned off the radio. I put on The Mountain Goats. John Darnielle, one of my favorite things about John Darnielle is that even when he performs alone with none of his musical companions, he goes on stage and says, "Hi, we are the Mountain Goats." I'm not a music critic. I pressed the button on my steering wheel that turns off the music and answers the phone, even though I have caller ID and could see that it was my mother. After the conversation had gone on longer than I was comfortable with, that is to say, we had exchanged greetings and were still on the phone, she said, "I'm sorry, am I interrupting anything?" I said, "No, Mom, I was just listening to the Mountain Goats." She said, "Oh, I thought you were in your car." I said, I am in my car." She said, "Why are there Mountain Goats in your car?" I said, "It's a recording, Mom." She said, "Oh, I don't understand that New Age thing where people listen to a record of nature sounds, a field of crickets, a pod of whales." I said, "Mom, it's a band." She said, "Honey, I'm pretty sure if it's whales, it's a pod." She said it in that tone of forced patience and condescension with which she corrected me on my grammar when I was 5. I said, "Not the whales, Mom, the Mountain Goats." She said, "That's a herd deer." That tone, again, I gripped my steering wheel. I listened to my breath. I imagined a bird carrying my anger toward a distant horizon, as my therapist has advised me to do when I speak to my mother. I said, "No, Mom, the Mountain Goats are a band. They play musical instruments and sing post-grunge humanist folk rock." She said, "Oh, that sounds very interesting. I would like to hear that." I said, "I will send you a CD. She said, "Please don't. I wouldn't enjoy it. I was just being polite." And then she said, "Can they even know what it's about?" I said, "Who?" She said, "The Mountain Goats. Do they even know what they're singing about?" I said, "Mom, do you genuinely believe that the conversation we're having right now is actually about mountain goats that have been trained to play musical instruments and sing post-grunge humanist folk rock?" She said, "Oh, Dylan, you're just like your father. It's always subtext, subtext, subtext." I gripped my steering wheel and listened to my breath. Because I am just like my father, she could hear over the line the sound of the subtext and said, "Are you okay? Where did you go just then?" I said, "I'm fine, Mom. I was just imagining a whole flock of crows headed toward a distant horizon." She said, "Oh, you're thinking of a murder, dear." And I said, "Yes. Yes, I am."